And good evening and welcome to I Don't Care Family Restaurant and Sports Bar, 1510 West Spruce Street here in Dodge City for our second edition of Demon Talk here in the 2021-2022 school year. Sean Boston with you. Great to have you along this evening. We'll talk Dodge City High School cross country in the first half hour of the program, and then we'll switch over to Red Demon football coming up at the bottom half of the hour. And the first guest tonight is the head boys cross country coach at Dodge City High School, Buck Bulmer. Coach, one meet in the books so far for you guys. You took third place last week in Great Bend. How do you feel like you did as a team overall?
I felt pretty comfortable where we finished. You had Bueller, the defending state 4A champion, winning it, and Garden City taking second. And we finished about where I thought we would be, but we're a pretty young team, and I know we got a lot more work than they're looking forward to racing some more.
Martin Marquez, your top finisher there, and that's kind of as expected, correct?
Correct. Martin's always led us through last year and this year. Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this team overall? You know, you said it's a young team, and I'm sure they're learning each and every day, but how do you feel about this team where you're at right now?
Oh, I'm happy with where we're at. I think we'll just continue to improve. We have a lot of – we graduated like five seniors last year, and they're all running in college, so – and I'm happy with what we got coming in off the JV and adding Matthew Banuelos this year. And we're just going to continue to improve. And they're a hardworking group, and they hold each other accountable. And I think that's going to help us in the long run.
How nice was it to go to Great Bend last week and see some other WAC teams? Because you mentioned Garden City taking second place. Also, Hayes was there. But how nice was it to be able to see kind of how you guys stack up against the rest of the WAC this early?
It's nice to see other WAC teams early, but it don't really mean nothing because we're all trying to peak at the end of the season. They are, we are, because that's what matters is your conference, regional, and state meets. So, but it's good to see them.
Who's maybe stood out to you the most? Who's maybe worked the hardest in the offseason getting ready for this year?
Oh, I think mainly Isaiah Jimenez has worked hard. David's worked hard here. Martin's worked hard. I had several come in. I probably averaged 15 to 20 during the off season conditioning. So they're all a focused group, and I think they'll continue to improve.
You guys get ready now to go down to Texas coming up on Saturday morning. Do you know much about the competition you're going to see there in Perryton?
I haven't been to Perryton, Texas for a meet for probably 12 years. We've always gone to Bishop Carroll, and but they decided not to host this year, and that's always a tough meet. And we always love going to Bishop Carroll because we see some of the state's tough competition. I think we're looking forward to going to Texas because it's an unknown. We don't know anybody down there. It's nice to not know anybody, go down there and run against them and see how we stack up.
Yeah, how nice will that be? Because you never know, especially that part of Texas. I'm sure you're going to see some Oklahoma, maybe some New Mexico even. I mean, do you know all the schools that are going to be there?
Yeah, I think a couple Colorado schools too, from what I remember from way back when. But it'll be good for the kids. I mean, Perryton thinks they have a hilly course. They call one hill Big Bubba, but if you ran Dodge City, I mean, they'll be ready for it because, I mean, there's nothing like the hills in Dodge City.
What's this week of preparation been like? How's practice been? I know it's been pretty hot this year.
It's been hot, but we've been getting after it. We've been pretty much acclimated to the heat now, so we're just trying to get through it. We take plenty of water breaks, and we use sponges and misters to keep us cool, but we've got after it this week, hopefully to have a good showing Saturday.
You mentioned you don't want to look too much at WAC right now because it's so early in the season, but do you feel like it's going to be the same as it was last year? Do you feel like any teams maybe improved a lot, or how do you feel like the WAC stacks up overall?
It's going to be tight. It always is when there's just five teams to run WAC, so every point counts. So it'll be a pretty tight race. So,
all right, I'll let you talk about the two that you brought with you tonight real quick, and it may be a boost their self-esteem here while you're right next to them.
Okay, Martin Marquez here, he's been with me for 4 years, and David Ultres has been with me for 3 years. They're both real hardworking kids in and out of the classroom. They work hard, and they're good students and good athletes. I expect high things from them. They're both captains this year, along with Josias Chavez and Isaiah Jimenez are our other two captains. And I mean, they hold each other accountable, and they hold their teammates accountable, and I can't ask for more than that.
All right, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck this weekend down in Texas.
Thank you, Sean. Thanks for having us.